Welcome to Heroism and Humanity, stories that illuminate the boundless potential and power of the human spirit.
Hello, my name is John Orr, founder of the Sports Reclamation Project, www.sportsreclamationproject.com. And I want to talk about why being a sports parent is actually harder than being the normal parent. Now, before you come at me with your pitchforks, guns a-blazing, and upset, I would like to first of all point out that I am a proud father of three kids. And I assure you that even when my kids are not involved in sports, they can test my limits of sanity and patience. I mean, they're kids. However, I just wanted to point out that being a sports parent can come with a distinct set of challenges that no one is prepared for. I'll even go as far as to say I can understand, but not excuse, the facts as to why sports turn some parents into raging lunatics. However, in order for me to elaborate further as to why I'm starting to understand this fact, I need to introduce you to my dad. My dad's name was Bob Orr. He passed away when I was 15 years old. This is the man who taught me how to tie a necktie, cook, and shoot a basketball. I can still remember him saying in the driveway, "Fingertips, wrinkle wrist, square your shoulders, and flick a booger." He used to tell me to flick a booger with my wrist to get the rotation on the ball. That was my dad. However, my dad was always a very warm and endearing man. However, outside of sports, my dad was not one to make requests. If he asked or told us to complete a chore, do our homework, it was never a debate. And he most certainly did not mean when we felt like it. He had unwavering expectations, and you were expected to meet his standards, do things right the first time. Homework was started the minute you got home from school and before you went outside to play. And you did not participate in a sport unless you had a B average. The state of Florida where I grew up, C average was the requirement. My dad said C's meant you were average and he wasn't raising average kids. As a matter of fact, my dad went so far to reiterate that point that I remember in eighth grade, I was playing middle school basketball. I was averaging, strangely, I remember 24 points and 16 rebounds a game. My dad had told me I needed to study for an upcoming test. Well, being the stubborn 13-year-old I was, I ignored him. I passed with an 86, which is a B. However, this was unacceptable in my dad's eyes because according to him, had I listened and studied, I would have gotten an A. So my dad took it upon himself to sit me from basketball for a week. He wouldn't even budge when the athletic director and coaches called to get him to reconsider. He had a direct hand in guiding my behavior, academics, effort, and decision-making, and those were non-negotiables. I thank him for that now, even though it was tough as a kid, because he taught me discipline and accountability. These two skills allowed me to have a successful military career and, I believe, earn a master's degree. But let's talk about sports. Sports were different for my dad, as he often, like most parents with good intentions, tried to get what he would do out of me. I played baseball for fun. Dad wanted me to obsess over it and would often try to provide extra coaching or help pre- or post-game about my hitting. He tried to make me into a complete hitter like Tony Gwynn or Pete Rose. I wanted to be like Ken Griffey Jr. I mean, chicks dig the long ball, right? So we often butted heads. He wanted to control my journey in sports. And I believe this reasoning is why a lot of parents, including my dad, struggle with this. Sports is the first and often the only time young athletes are in complete control of their effort, behavior, and decision making. And some parents simply cannot handle it. We have seen the aggressive little league dad and the screaming soccer mom. And while some stereotypes are based on fact, we're all guilty in our own way of judging them. I have been that way as well, judging other parents. However, if we take the time to understand that some of these people may not actually be living through their kids or chasing dreams they may or may not share with their athlete, what if we consider they are in fact actually struggling to give up control of their kids' behavior, effort, and decision-making for the first time? For non-sports parents, this behavior and this issue does not really happen until the child is a teenager, usually middle school or driving age, one or the other, and desires a little more independence. Sports parents, this can happen as young as age of 3. And they're not ready, mentally nor emotionally, to relinquish the decision-making aspect of sports to their athlete yet. And when faced with that decision to relinquish control, especially during a time where many other aspects of their life, the athlete still heavily depends on them, a lot of parents cannot handle it and insist or demand a certain portion of control of the journey and plan to take it by any means necessary. Now, let me preface, this does not excuse some of the behaviors I've witnessed and experienced personally, such as coaching from the stands, screaming at referees and coaches, publicly shaming or belittling their athlete or other athletes. I've seen people antagonize other players and fans and go as far as to fight in the stands or the parking lot. These behaviors are unacceptable and, in some cases, rightfully insane. And they should be looked at from the point of view that the parents are, in fact, struggling with an emotional choice of letting go and do not know how to handle it or regulate those emotions. They are acting out in a way no different than a child may act if they have to move from their home, experience a death, or any other change they cannot control. They're experiencing new emotions for the first time and they do not know how to regulate it. Some will gain control of them and mellow out. Some will remain turned up to 11 during their athlete's entire journey and often and sadly contribute to the dreaded 70% by age 13 youth sports drop rate. Now, before I go any further, I'd like to say I'm not a psychologist. I mean, I've spent a lot of time on their couches, but this is just my point of view on the situation. I believe 99% of parents, sports parents, are good people who just want what's best for their kids. However, like many people struggling with a change of emotions, they don't know how to handle it. And they act out in ways that are unlike the loving parents they are. It's my challenge to sports parents, as hard as it can be, to let go, enjoy the ride, and see where it takes you. Let me know what you think. You can find me at www.sportsreclamationproject.com. My name is John Orr, and thank you for letting me ramble.